This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday Ukraine's future depended on the outcome of battles in key points of the east of the country. He said it's very tough in the east, very painful. We must destroy the enemy's military power, and we shall destroy it, Zelensky said in his nightly video address. The eastern city of Bakhmut has become the main focus of a Russian winter campaign, with both sides saying they have been relentless fighting in and around the small ruined city. The U.S. has begun an aggressive new push to inflict pain on Russia's economy in an attempt to thwart its invasion of Ukraine, focusing specifically on Russia's oligarchs, AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
A special task force known as KleptoCapture is prioritizing efforts to identify those who help Russians evade sanctions and violate export controls. As well as legally liquidating the property of Russian oligarchs, the U.S. government will expand financial penalties on those who facilitate the evasion of sanctions. By targeting those who help oligarchs evade sanctions, the U.S. government hoped to see more effective results. A recent Dartmouth University study showed that targeting a few key wealth managers would cause far greater damage to Russia than sanctioning oligarchs individually. I'm Karen Chamas.
A Russian delegation at talks with senior UN officials says Moscow is ready to accept an extension to a grain export deal that has helped bring down global food prices amid the war with Ukraine, but it said it would only accept a 60-day extension as the Kremlin holds out for changes on how the arrangement works. The United Nations and Turkey brokered the deal between the two warring countries in July that allows Ukraine to ship food